Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hello and welcome to A Time to Thrill. This is your host, Amy Austin. Welcome to actual recording for my PC because I bought one of those new MacBooks that only comes with a USB-C drive, and my son has somehow pilfered two to take to school, and I have none here. And it's easier to record when he's not here because he is not quiet. Anyway, I am here on March 8th, 2023, because Without Consent arrives today. I'm super excited about this book. Subject of the book is Catholic priest abuse, which is a heavy topic. I think all my books have heavy topics, but it has an interesting resolution. I'm still on the fence. I'm always on the fence. I'm still on the fence about the way Nicole Long handled the case, and yet here we are. So the thing about Without Consent that has been a little bit interesting is that it's a middle book. There's a prequel. Book one is Major Crimes, which introduces you to Nicole Long, her job as head of major crimes in the Cuyahoga County Prosecutor's Office, and the book that's coming, number three, next year, this year, who knows, is called The Murders Began, which sort of wraps up her little arc in my Cleveland crime universe. But, you know, sometimes a middle book is like a redheaded stepchild. It leaps off of Major Crimes and leads into The Murders Began, but it is its own standalone story. But it has to carry a lot. It has to carry all the information from the two previous stories and lead you into the spectacular finale. The finale, by the way, of this series is going to be spectacular. I'm actually working really hard on it. I'm not a plotter, and I'm spending some time trying to make sure that I get the most bang for the buck with the, you know, 80, 90,000 words that the book is going to be. Anyway, back to Without Consent. So Nicole Long, the tagline for the book is to prosecute a priest, Nicole Long will have to make a deal with the devil. And that is the absolute truth. You know, when I've read about the Catholic Church and their handling of the Catholic priest abuse scandal, I felt like prosecuting priests in the Catholic Church was sort of like trying to hit whack-a-mole at a county fair. It just always felt like not enough. People were getting away with a lot. They went to the Vatican City, which, by the way, will not send people back. They moved priests around, priests died. They moved priests to these theoretical rehabilitation centers. And I felt that a lot of people got away with a lot of crimes without any, I don't know, so much punishment, of acknowledgement of what had happened and the massive scale of not only what had happened, but the massive scale of the cover-up. I mean, that's like a cover-up of all cover-ups. So I really want to address the gravity of that. But Nicole Long has the same problem that many, many prosecutors have had, is that these priests and the church as a whole make it very difficult to pinpoint and prosecute individuals for the crimes they've committed. There have been some changes with changing the statute of limitations on crimes, and that has made prosecution easier. Also, the fact that we take sex abuse more seriously has also made it a little bit easier to prosecute, but it still remains that a lot of people got away with a lot of things, and a lot of children were irrevocably damaged by what happened. And the Catholic Church has suffered some, not as much as I suspect a lot of people would want, but here we are. But Nicole Long, you know, in this book, there's a priest, there's many, but Monsignor Gregory Quinn, who manages to just, like, He's like an eel. He just keeps sliding through life with no repercussions for his actions. Although he does have some interesting theories, excuses, I don't know, for why he did what he did. And Nicole Long has to jump through some serious hoops to try to prosecute him for his crimes. I think that this book is one where the morality is on a serious sliding scale. I mean, I have a lot of thoughts. I was a defense attorney. I was never a prosecutor. And I have a lot of thoughts and feelings about how prosecutors handle cases. And some of the things Nicole Long does in this book, I find a little reprehensible. But she's very much ends justifies the means prosecutor. And that's where we are. I will be interested to hear what you think about this. Also introduced in this book are Blake Harden Tatum, whom I love. She, well, unfortunately for her, she was laid off from the newspaper, you know, as it was. And she starts a podcast, as one does. And also another character you're going to be introduced to is Lauren Logan, who is a detective who is new to homicide in Cleveland. And interestingly, for those of you who would like to revisit or find out what happens to Casey Court, she and Justin McPhee are in this one as well. And we discuss her, the baby, the two possible fathers, and all the drama that ensues from that particular predicament of hers. So I'll keep this short because it's Wednesday morning. And I hope that you download, read, and enjoy Without Consent. If you love the book, leave a 5-star review. I look forward to hearing what you think, and happy release day to me.
This has been A Time to Thrill with me, your host, author Amy Austin. If you enjoyed today's episode, I hope you'll share, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. It will help others find and enjoy my conversations with brilliant creators. Also, please hit the subscribe or follow button on your podcast app. In addition to hosting this podcast, I am also the author of the Nicole Long series of legal thrillers. The first two books in the Nicole Long series are now live. You can download Outcry Witness and Major Crimes to your e-reader right now. The third book in the new series, Without Consent, will be available in March 2023. In the meantime, you can pre-order it wherever you get your books. I am also the author of the Casey Court series of legal thrillers. These titles are available wherever books are sold, your local library, and also an audiobook. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Legal Thriller Author. You can also find this podcast on Facebook at A Time to Thrill. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back with you soon with more great conversations.
Of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.